Hey guys, good afternoon. Damon Gonzalez from Lightbox Sports. Yes, we're back here at the Slip Punches Show. Thank you so much for tuning in with us, man. We appreciate you guys. About over an hour ago, we had Steve, so-called Nelson, on with us. Stablemate Terrence Crawford, NABO WBO super middleweight champion. It was really nice talking to him, man. He's a really great guy. And for those of you that don't follow him, follow him. You know, he's up and coming, big man that's doing big things, and we're looking forward to seeing more of him. This evening we have a special guest, a very dear friend of mine, that's going to be joining us from Florida here, which now he has set up his training camp. His last training camp was in Los Angeles, California, and he was out there at the Wild Card Gym with Freddie Roach. And doing his things out there. However, you know, he's relocated. He's out here in Kissimmee, Florida, which is near Orlando. And we're really, really looking forward in having him on in a few minutes. We got Christopher Pitufo Diaz joining us. Man, I'll tell you what, man, I enjoy this kid. I enjoy watching him, and we're about to bring him on the show right now. We thank you, all you guys, for following us. And welcome, Christopher Pitufo Diaz. How you doing, my champ?
How you doing, brother? Everything good, man?
Yeah, everything's great. Everything's great, man. It's so nice to see you, man. How are you and the family doing, Pitufo?
We're doing good, man. You know, with this situation, I just taking care of my babies, taking care of my family, training hard for my next fight, and, you know, everything, hoping everything get back to normal.
Wow, that's awesome, man. I'm so happy to hear that the family's doing well and everything. Hey, listen, you've made some adjustments and changes in the past year. You fought back in January, and basically you did some changes. You had your training camp. I went to visit you out in Los Angeles, California, out there in the Wild Card Gym, and now you're here in Kissimmee, Florida training. How is that going for you training under Nelson Rodriguez?
Man, we've been training for like 7 or 8 weeks already. And when they talk about the fight day and everything like that, we already was like 5 weeks training. But Nelson is helping me a lot, you know, everything from his heart. Like, you know, Pitufo, I'm going to help you out. I just want to stay you in shape, and you're going to be the next world champion for Puerto Rico. I say, okay, man, you know, I got Freddie Roach. I got my team in Los Angeles. But, you know, in Los Angeles, we cannot train. So all the gym is closed. So Justin Fortune has his gym closed. Freddie Roach, too. So I can't even train there. So I talked with Freddie. And he said, yeah, for sure, you can train there. I'll call Freddie FaceTime. He can see my sparring and all of that. So everything's good, man. Nelson is doing a good job. And everything's going to get really good for this fight.
You know, I love the fact that you've been able to really allow your fans and allow everybody to tune in to see different levels of your training. Man, yeah. It's been so awesome. We've been seeing you in the pool. We've been seeing you doing track. We've been seeing you running. We've been seeing you on the treadmill doing a lot of physical strength and conditioning. This has really been a great contribute to seeing how hard you're working.
Man, you know, this is, I always work hard. You know, I always give my 100% in every training. But I decide to, you know what, let me get this more interested. Like, let's bring the people what I'm doing every day. Like, I wake up 5:30 in the morning. Today I went to the pool, get back home, take care of my babies. My wife go to work. 6:30, go to gym. Today I made 12 rounds of pack works, 3 rounds of movement. You know, I want to see the people that what we're doing during camp. Like, fighters is not only just the day of the fight, it's just during the camp, like what we're doing. And I think the people, it just, they like me. They like the way I always bring fights and bring the fans to see me fighting. And, you know, when they see me training, they know they're going to bring a really, really good fight.
Now, Pitufo, you know, man, I've been honored through your whole career to watch you fight in Madison Square Garden, the Garden Theater, all over the place. And here it is now. We're in a time where you can see things have changed drastically. Yeah. And boxing's about to come back behind closed doors. Have you gave that any thought in your own mind? Of course, training as you are, give us your thoughts on the closed door boxing.
You know, I think we got the best promoter in the world. That's for Adam. Yeah. He always bring the best for us and the best for the fans. Right now, he made that, like, he make what any other promoter can make it. So he make it happen. We fighting. We you know, we were not winning the same money, but we wants to fight to get active, you know, stay active. And the fan of boxing, they already have some cars in June, July, and everything's going to be in everything. So, you know, if everything get back to normal in 6 months, we already been fighting, you know, ESPN Live. So they can see it off on live. But, you know, this is a great move for boxing. This is a great move for us too. Because but Adam is not thinking about just fans, boxing as fans. He's thinking about us. And that's a really good, important thing. That's why I always said Bob Arum is the best promoter in boxing.
Yeah, Bob is definitely an icon in the sport of boxing and a dear friend. We're looking at the Tuesday night fights. We're looking at June 23rd. You will be back in the ring on ESPN, ESPN Plus, and we're very, very excited about that. You have Jason Sanchez in front of you. What do you know about Jason Sanchez?
Jason Sanchez is a tough Mexican. He lost. He just got one loss. He lost with Oscar Valdez. Everybody see that fight. You know, he gave it Oscar Valdez a tough fight. But you know, he win with Chapito. He beat Chapito. He beat a lot. You know, he's a good fighter. But you know, I just gonna bring the best out of me that night. I think that's the best matchup that I have from my, you know, I already fought Stevenson, I already fought Masayuki Ito, big fighters, and I think that night I'm gonna shine a lot. That kind of opponent is gonna bring the best out of Pitufo.
Saludo to Ruben Diaz and Hector Gonzalez and everybody that's tuning in on the Slip Punches Show. Pitufo, bien importante, very important. Please give a shout out to all your fans, man. It's so important for you to connect, because during training camp, it's not easy. It's hard because you're busy and stuff. So, you know, go ahead, talk to the fans.
Yo, my fans is the ones that got me training hard every day, because they believe in me. They believe, you know, I got my family. I got a big family that believe in me and myself. So I got to give my 100% every day in the gym, because I got twins. I got my big daughter of 4 years. I got a wife. I got a family. I got my mom, my brothers. And we are so, like so close. Like, they want the best for me, like my fans. And, you know, I already appreciate all that. I know I got a lot of followers and boxing fans, and I really appreciate that, you know. I'm really excited for June 23rd, and I give this fight for my fans.
Pitufo, Kissimmee, staying in, living in Kissimmee, Florida, of course, as I say, it's just another part of Puerto Rico. Having so many wonderful fighters around you, you have Morero, you have Miguel Cruz, you have Woods, you have all these wonderful fighters working together. Talk about that relationship, because it's new to be around these new fighters, and it must be pretty awesome.
You know, they're really good people, man. They humble. I like work with humble people. That's one of the things that I'm working with Nelson, because I told Nelson, man, you're a really good person, man. Like, you're doing this for nothing back. Like, I really appreciate that, man. Like, they say, no, Pitufo, I just want the best for you. I just want you to stay in shape, because I know but Adam's going to come with something. So stay in shape, and that happens, you know. What he told me happened. They come in, like, 5 weeks. Okay, we got this for you. We got fight the day. We got to fight these guys. Okay, let's get it on. And I'm training, you know, training with those guys, I feel comfortable, man. Claudio Marrero, Miguel Cruz, Camacho Jr., all those fighters, they're really good person, man, and I really like them, man. I like work with people like that.
Talk about the chemistry that you have now with Freddie. And, of course, adding Nelson to the team and everything like that. This is a new level of Pitufo. Talk about that. How's it been working out for you?
You know, working with Freddie gave me that point of being like a really sure about my talent. Because when it's not the same when somebody tell you something that Freddie tell you something. When Freddie tell you, yo, you're going to be the next superstar of Puerto Rico, that means a lot for me because he got like from 25 years from now, he got a lot of champions. So if he say that to me, that's really 100% that I'm going to be world champion. I'm going to be a superstar. So I got a really good team. I got a really good chemistry with the team, but with Freddie, Justin Fortune, Julian Chua, Marie, Freddie's wife, now Nelson back in the team. You know, I got a really good team. I really appreciate God with all the blessings. And, you know, we're just working.
Chris, you've always been a humble kid. You've always been an example, especially in Puerto Rico. When you were over there, you were always participating in events, WBO, always doing for the community. Talk to the fans and everybody out there about basically you, your good heart, and how much you love to give back.
You know, I just let the people talk about me, the good things and the bad things. But they know I'm a really good, really good person. I always, you know, the fans, they like myself because I'm a simple guy, you know. I'm a family guy. I always my family, my daughters. I'm not the kind of fighter that they want to fight just for buying car, luxury shit. Like, you know, this is my job. This is my career. This is the future of my family, and that's what I'm working for. So the people like that. The people like that for me, and you know, I appreciate the fans and all my family that give me that extra motivation.
I just want to give a quick shout out, Pitufo. Robert C is on the line with us. Orlando Crew is with us. They're joining us in the live show. So it's pretty awesome because, again, we're a community. This is great for everybody to get on the boxing community and just talk and relate and just to keep the punches going. It's so, so important. Yeah, now, man. You working in Kissimmee, Pitufo. Listen, just to land the plane. Man, there's so much young fighters around you guys, man.
Yeah.
Giving back to them and talking to them, man. How are those experiences going for you? Because that's everything. You can't keep it if you don't give it away.
Yeah. You know, the perfect example that I give to the guys that growing up now in boxing, they got to just work hard, man. Every day, no pain, no gain. They got to work every day, 100% at the gym. Run, pay attention to his coach, and be the best. Be the best out of you. You know, you gotta be the best fighter of yourself. Like, always thinking, I'm gonna be world champion. Believe in yourself. If you believe in yourself, you're gonna be whatever you want. Right now, I'm from Barranquitas, Puerto Rico. That's a little country from Puerto Rico. Like, nobody hear about that. And I just believe in myself. I turned pro at 17 years old. Now I got 25 years old. I already fight for a world title. I just got 2 losses. I got 25 fights, 27 fights, 2 losses, 16 knockouts. So what I mean is, like, if you believe in yourself, you can reach any goal in your life. And now I got this fight. And after this fight, after beat Jason Sanchez, I'm gonna fight for the world title. So that means a lot for me, you know. Like, if I can make it, you can make it too. So you got to work hard. That's it. No excuses.
Pitufo, thank you so much for joining us this evening on the Slip Punches Show. We appreciate you taking time from your training camp. Kindly, before we do closure, man, reach out to your fans in Spanish. Dale.
Bueno, mi gente, gracias. Gracias a todos por apoyarme. Sigan a la página de mi amigo, Latin Box. You know, una persona humilde, una persona que nos apoya a todos los jóvenes. Y gracias a ustedes por mantenerme motivado en mis redes sociales, Real Pitufo Díaz. En Facebook, Christopher Pitufo Díaz. Y a saludar a toda esa gente que está conectada por ahí, Orlando Crew, escucha que está por ahí, a mi hermano Rubén Díaz, a toda mi familia, los amo mucho y vamos para encima, mi gente. Todo el comienzo y el 23 de junio van a ver un Pitufo lleno de energía y darle otra victoria para Puerto Rico.
Bien, gracias, gracias, Pitufo. Thank you so much again, man. We appreciate you so much.
Thanks to you, my brother.
We hope to talk to you after your fight, my brother,
yeah,
okay?
That's right. And I'm fighting for the belt for this fight.
Dale.
So,
all right.
You're going to win that belt. Let's go.
All right. Thank you, champ. Take care. Thank you guys for joining us on the Slip Puncher Show with Christopher Pitufo Diaz. It's really exciting to have all these fighters come on and participate and just, you know, shout out to everybody and just keep the punches going. This is so important. So we continue to do this and motivate everybody and just keep it going. So thank you so much once again for tuning in. We appreciate you. Latin Box Sports, Damon Gonzalez, I'm out. Have a good evening.